We're back, Davin, Dan, the last portion of the show, going through the April Fool's countdown. Number 5, Justin Pierre Paul, My Story. Number 4, Donald Trump for a wonderful body of work, My Story. Number 3, in a blowout. Kids playing dodgeball with a compound bow and arrow. My Story. I seem to have regained my form after Joe's very good showing on the Valentine's Day Love Fails thing.
Yes, very good.
Yes. All right. So we were trying to battle out for the final two fools not sitting at this table of the year.
Oh, no. We're going to have to search for more?
Yes. Number 2, Michelle Bachmann.
Mm.
God is not a fan of Obama, and innocent people must pay because apparently God is a 3-year-old who needs a nap and has lost his favorite binky. That would pretty much describe Michelle Bachmann's line of thought. I will continue. October 2015, floods hit the East Coast as the area has not seen rain like this, meteorologists say, in like 200 years. 2 dead, 22 million on flood watch, and New Jersey homes already consumed by high tides in bombardment of weekend storm dubbed as slow motion disaster.
Mm-hmm.
One woman was hit by a falling tree while another drowned in a hard car. I always wonder why you can't outrun a tree, but I guess it sneaks up on you.
You don't see it coming.
You hear it.
Until it's on your head.
I guess.
You know, you get caught with the branches and stuff like that. That's I had a tree fell down in my backyard. I had a pull. It fell in. One of the branches broke and went in 2 feet in the ground.
Wow.
I literally cut the branch and pulled the thing out. That's how heavy those things are. They will kill you.
It's almost like they're made of wood, and there's a lot of it.
And it's heavy or something.
Yeah. I guess we learned. Thank you, Joe.
I'm here to help.
Or hinder. Another 33 were lost and are now dead in a boat that sank due to the storm. 28 of them were Americans. President Barack Obama issued a state of emergency in South Carolina on Saturday, and state emergency officials said flood warnings were issued for numerous counties and that some homes had already been evacuated, including in the coastal county that includes Myrtle Beach. In North Carolina, Agricultural Commissioner Steve Troxler says farmers are starting to see the impact of the continuous rain on their crops. He says, I had one farmer tell me this is like getting all of your cash assets, putting them on a clothesline, waiting for the wind to blow them away. In New Jersey, high tide cycles caused at least one home to collapse just of North Wildwood at about midnight. Nearby residents posted on social media that a 2.5-story house was lifted up off its foundation and floated into an inlet.
Damn.
Down south in Virginia, Bubba's Seafood Restaurant in Virginia Beach was so overwhelmed with water that dolphins were swimming at its doors.
Wow.
They call him Flipper. And Michelle Bachmann had something to say. The former congressman of Minnesota, former presidential candidate. She tweeted this. U.S. turns its back on Israel. Disasters following. But she's not done. What do you think of that? A little tone deaf.
Yeah. A
little tone deaf. So. We just had the Brussels terrorist attack, and this is because God wants to show Obama who has the biggest dick. I will elaborate.
Said that exactly?
No, I said that, but it's essentially a dick-swinging contest.
Yes.
From Michelle Bachmann, in regard to Obama's visit to Cuba, the president appeared pleased with himself and seemed to revel in his infallible cleverness. Only he could break the barriers of isolation his misguided predecessors had painstakingly built. Only he could vouchsafe freedom against attack from legions of murderous communist regimes and Jew-hating Ayatollahs. Or maybe our president's humiliation comes in a manner so devastating it makes one wonder whether the creator of humankind isn't reminding this world of the inferiority and foolishness in the face of wisdom. The president once again mocked his nemesis, the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, by cleverly turning the international press crews towards his brilliant work in Cuba instead of covering ongoing Islamic attacks against the Jewish state as outlined that very same day and the annual pro-Israel AIPAC meeting. Again, this all as Brussels, right after Brussels. Mm-hmm. History changed less than 24 hours later in the blink of an eye, and the rug was pulled out from under his well-laid plans. Obama's slavish press corps was forced to turn their uncritical gaze from adoring him to revealing the newest carnage in Brussels. Acts like disasters and terrorism only happen So according to her thinking, acts like disasters and terrorism only happen under Democratic presidents.
Mm-hmm.
She makes God so juvenile that he does not punish those he's displeased with, but instead innocent people on the other side of the world. She makes the equivocation that hanging out with a communist and skipping a meeting of Jewish lobbyists leads to dead and wounded innocent people. Draws attention to Obama instead of drawing attention to the terrorists that cause the action. Michelle Obama is my number. Michelle Obama. Oops,
oh,
that was
my.
A fraud. No. No. Stupid.
You're right. You're
no.
right.
No. Michelle Bachmann is my number two biggest fool of the year. Pip, what you got?
Okay. My number two biggest fool in the politics range, Ted Cruz.
Mm.
That delusional blob that runs for president.
Is that his slogan?
Yes.
That delusional blob that votes
the
for president.
The delusional C blob
Ooh.
That runs for president. I would nominate Donald Trump, but I no longer think that the things he's saying are so much foolishness they are calculated by an egotistical
Well, we also said
maniac.
He hasn't won anything.
Right.
We ruled him out for that.
Right.
This time next year, God willing, we'll be under the Trump presidency.
Thank
so we can...
thank God.
Bite your tongue. Bite it. Bite it.
I did once this show, and Joe frowned upon it.
Okay. Here are the many things that Ted Cruz has done so far.
A body of work.
A body of work, if you will.
Okay.
He believes that only religious people get to be president.
Wait, did he say that?
He did.
What did he say?
He said, I don't have the exact quote here, but he said that, you know, that only people who begin the day on their knees should be able to stand
That
as
could
president.
Be any of Trump's wives. Maybe Melania should be president.
Beginning of the day on your knees? It's not such a bad thing. But he meant in a religious way.
Mm.
He's a climate change denier. He said climate change is not science, it's religion.
This year he said that?
Wait, yes, he did. He promises to appeal all Obamacare, leaving hundreds of thousands of Americans without medical care again.
Mm.
He lied about losing his own health care and blamed Obama. He talks tough about bombing the
Middle East. Wait, what?
He lied about losing his own health care.
Wait, you got to elaborate on that.
He said that Obamacare, because of Obamacare, that he has lost his own
health care. He gets health care from the Senate.
I know.
What's he
told? Yeah, so lies. Lies.
Never
you could
that.
Go and check that.
Or you could. It's your story.
No, I'm just saying that people could go and check the things that he says.
Oh, if only Joe had a computer here.
Oh, you are an asshole.
Would you like me to get a bow and arrow so you feel at home?
You are an asshole.
Oh,
God, are you an asshole.
Now.
What are you, new?
Now we're allowed to say that. Say it again.
You are an asshole.
Thank you.
But
the people who harpooned you are little lambs.
He talks tough about bombing the Middle East into oblivion, going to war to protect Israel, and that his followers should get ready for war. He's basically getting ready to start World War III. He claimed that the overwhelming majority of Democrats are criminals. He claimed that Christians...
I would claim the overwhelming number of politicians are criminals.
He claimed that Christians do not commit terrorism, when that's completely untrue.
He said that?
He said that. He planned...
When did he say... I wish you had quotes.
He had them... He had... I mean, I can't research now while I'm reading this.
No,
but
you
yes.
had a couple of weeks.
I didn't know that I had to supply... I didn't know that...
Evidence for your story? Are you new?
I'm not making it up. I'm telling you that these are the things
I'm sure
that
Ted Cruz would deny.
No, I'm saying... Well, I didn't know there would have to be fucking footnotes for everything that we said.
Again,
here.
Is she new, Joe? Back me up on this.
I forgot who I was talking to.
I mean, you've been here when men have died.
I love you. But... With Dimwit over here, like...
Oh, please, you want
everything up, to. Shut up.
I know,
you
right?
wanted to.
Okay, he plans on removing the United States from the United Nations Human Rights Council.
He's done a lot of stuff I wasn't aware of.
He denied Sandy relief to states that were...
Not this year.
Okay, but this year, he asked for relief from the Texas floods.
That's not really foolish. That's him taking care of his own.
No, that's him.
I mean, I know he's a scumbag, but those are separate things. Like in 2010, you could have said he was a fool for denying Sandy relief.
No, he's a fool for thinking that the feds will forget that when it happened to somebody else. No, no, no. But it happened to me.
Yeah,
now,
but
so
we
yes,
sent the,
it
we
says.
Sent the funds to Texas.
Yeah, I know. But the thing was that he. Yeah, we did, and we also got federal relief for Sandy. But he was didn't happen to my state. Fuck them. But if it happened to Texas, give me the money. When Trump,
it's almost like he's a hypocritical politician.
When Trump insulted his wife, he used an impressive speech to get back at him. But a speech that he lifted nearly word for word from a monologue from the movie An American President.
He is a big movie buff. he's a really
like
big movie
no
buff.
No one would notice. When I saw it, I went, hey... That really reminds me of that movie where he was when the president was protecting his girlfriend, and then somebody was kind enough to put the clip together where they spoke over each other, and it was word for word.
I just like when Cruz gets really mad. I just feel like it should be followed with two snaps. You're a sniveling coward, Donald.
Two snaps.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not that cool.
No, he's not.
Look, I ain't gonna. I am not a big Cruise fan.
Get out.
He allegedly had affairs with five women and didn't expect it to come out.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Dying Wolf Republican. That's alleged. That's alleged.
I said allegedly.
I feel bad for this woman, Amanda Carpenter, because she's like one of these pundits that's been on all the shows.
Oh, yeah.
And like she's allegedly one of the women.
And they're basically saying, you slept with him, didn't you? Yeah, hold on. She's like, what?
You cheated on your husband. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, if she didn't do it, I feel bad for her.
Yeah. And he says he's a constitutionalist, but he pretends that there's an actual reason to wait for the next president to name the next justice to the Supreme Court. So, all in all, there are many other things.
There's a body of work
but
there.
But there's a huge body of work saying that this guy is completely foolish.
I know how I would attack it, but I'm not going to do it yet because we got to hear Joe's.
Yeah, okay. I just got to say one quick thing about that whole, and it's going to be surprising coming out of me, that whole thing about picking the next Supreme Court justice, mm-hmm. that they're waiting, that it's in the Constitution that they can't
wait.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, according to them, there's no time limit, which means you would never have to do it.
Right,
you would never have to do it.
But it's not serving. It's not, you know, and like I said, you know me. I'm very concerned. But, you know, a spade is a spade. No pun intended. Kidding.
He's making gardening jokes.
We're not talking about Ben Carson. What are you talking about?
Damn it.
Move the line even further. No. But you can't.
It's on this portion of the show.
You can't be blatantly for the party and not for the people. And that's on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Well, I will attack Pip's argument as best I can soon enough.
Okay.
Well, because it's my job, so I have to defend
myself. I was just putting a commentary on it. I wanted to say that.
I wonder who Joe is going to pick.
I'm scratching my head.
Joe?
Activists force out Bernie Sanders at Seattle rally. Black Lives Matter activists forced out
Not what I expected.
Yeah. Me neither.
Black Lives Matter activists forced out Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a Seattle rally on Saturday, shutting down the event shortly after the Vermont senator took the stage. Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States of America, Senator Sanders told a crowd at Seattle's Westlake Park. The rally was meant to celebrate the anniversary of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid programs. But before the progressive candidate can get further in his introduction, two protesters rushed the stage and attempted to take over the podium. We want opportunity on the mic, one activist co-founder of Seattle's Black Lives Matter movement said. If you do not listen to her, your event will be shut down right now, a second protester yelled as she crowded the podium, seeking to take over the microphone. Your decision. Make a decision now. While Sanders stepped off to the side, an event organizer responded to the activist saying, "We are going to let you on the mic." "We are going to give you the mic," the organizer said. "We are trying to be reasonable." Event attendees yelled, "Let Bernie speak," but the presidential contender eventually stood back and allowed the demonstrators on the stage. The two protesting women spoke about Ferguson and Michael Brown a year after he was killed by police officers and held a four-minute moment of silence. Sanders left soon without speaking, exiting the stage with a raised fist salute. He addressed a crowd of approximately 12,000 late Saturday evening at the University of Washington campus, reaffirming his positions on criminal justice reform and income equality. Later, Sanders said he was disappointed at the outcome of the disrupted Seattle rally. I'm disappointed these two people disrupted a rally attended by thousands, which I was invited to speak about fighting to protect Social Security and Medicare, he said in a statement. I was especially disappointed on the criminal justice reform and the need to fight racism. There is no other candidate for president who will fight harder than me. You're not even fighting hard at your own podium. You look like a fool letting these two people take over. You look like a fool not even addressing their concerns. You look like a fool just walking away. People talk about Trump. Well, I'm not going to bring up Trump, but in the context of him, he looked like a fool. He was made to look like a fool. And especially somebody that's a progressive candidate who could have stayed there and added in on this. He walked away.
Okay. Well, now, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now, first I'll form my counter to you, mm-hmm. and we'll deal with you whether you stay or don't stay. We'll see.
I'll deal with you.
Well, if I stay a dog.
Not you, your story. You stay. Okay. We got more show to use that.
I'm not going
to
get pissed
about
it.
Pissed
at all. Not really a deal breaker.
Yeah, not Bernie, man. Too much, man. Too far. Not my guy. Not now.
I mean, shit, during the Trump stuff, I didn't even say a peep. That would have done it. But you know, I'm sure he's one of your guys.
No, no.
Don't even leave the house. Just go into the backyard.
Think about what you did. Sit by the cat litter. You know what you did. Have a cat turn. All right, here's why. I understand why you feel he was foolish for leaving. Mm-hmm. Here is why I think you made the wrong argument, so therefore you would not be, I would not further you with this. I think the foolish mistake was not having security. You, to bring up Donald Trump is not what he says and what happens, but he's surrounded by security to make sure things don't go wrong. And we've seen people rush Trump, and they don't get to Trump.
Yes.
But you did not make that argument for him being the biggest fool, for not having the proper security in place. You made the argument that he was the biggest fool for walking away. Well, Bernie's not really going to fight that.
Well, no, the whole thing is a whole. The whole thing as the whole situation. Where
well,
he could have said that.
We can only judge him on what he did.
He looked like a fool and he looked weak. He did not look like somebody that's in control.
See, I would say, now this is kind of going to bleed into what I would say with Pip. You say he looks weak, but half the country would say he did the right thing. It's kind of a political thing. Mm-hmm. It's not really fool. A lot of people applauded him for that, for letting them have that moment and being a pacifist.
But
it's not what you think.
But the thing is, he looked like a fool because if he's on that side of the aisle, he could have accentuated what they said.
But I think you're making a mistake that Black Lives Matter cares between Democrats and Republicans. They've protested everybody.
Yeah.
They've protested Bernie. They protested Hillary. We know they protest Donald. I think they've done Cruz.
But he looked like, walking away, he looked like a fool that maybe he didn't follow
along
the
cause. But again, my argument to that would be half the country, you know, give or take, whatever, half the country thought he did the right thing. So it's really how you handle these. You know, half the country thinks, Donald Trump is a
Donald
fool.
Donald fool.
I didn't mean that
Hi,
either.
Hi, Freud.
Half the people think the way Donald Trump handles these things is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showing strength. And the other half of the people think Donald Trump handles things completely wrong.
But the thing about it is, it's usually, on Trump's end, it's usually the left handing counterpoints to a right-wing a candidate. It's the left handling something.
So are you upset that he left altogether?
Yeah, I left it because it showed weakness, and to me it was foolish to do that. Where when you are a socialist, a progressive candidate, and you have people in about what you look about Black Lives Matter, you walk away and didn't you could have accentuated what these people were saying.
All right, so
he was a fool for doing this.
He
looked foolish.
I get your point. I get your point now.
Because there was no counterpoint to what he would have
said. No, because he didn't stay. So your point is not that he gave up the mic. Your point is he gave up the mic and then left.
And left.
I get your point. Mm-hmm. I never got that side of it before. I get your point on that. I don't think it compares to what we're talking about, though. But I do get you. But I don't think it compares to Michelle Bachmann blaming disasters and terrorism on Obama, saying it's God's will. And I don't think it gets the body of work that Ted Cruz. Can you live with that reasoning? Or Pip, do you want to add to my reasoning, say your own reasoning?
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think that in that particular instance with Sanders, the point could be made that he was disappointed that he didn't get to say what he came to say that day. But I think that having been a civil rights activist all his life, that and then walking away raising a fist, which is basically a black power salute,
yeah,
I think that that was his way of saying,
I'm with you.
I understand what your point is. I'm disappointed I didn't get to come and do what I said, but I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight you about this because I'm actually on your side.
But it looked foolish walking away. He didn't state that. It looks like somebody that is not in control.
Well, I mean that's what the right has spun it as,
yeah.
And that's why I said
what the situation was.
But
that's why you don't need to spin that.
That's why I said half the country agrees.
But there's no reason to. We saw it live. There's nothing to spin.
No. But Donald Trump has used that to call him weak. Other people call pacifism strength.
Yes. Well, at least not saying. I mean, they're saying if you don't let us speak, that we're going to disrupt this. if there is already somebody saying that there's going to be violence, him walking off, in his estimation,
it could have escalated.
It was keeping something from escalating.
Right. So, I mean, you could make the argument it was intelligent. So, for that reason, I get your argument, which I'd never gotten that side of it before.
I do, too. I would rather that he had security that shut that down.
But right. Still, if it was for Blue Lives Matter and he got, you know what, and he maybe sent us some, you know, police lives, but it was something on his agenda that he walked away from. He could have accentuated what he said.
Well, all right, certainly
it was a fool. It was a fool. He looked like a fool that day.
Certainly could be argued he looked like a fool. I don't think it stands up to Ted Cruz's body work, which now I have to go and blaming terrorists and natural disasters on where Barack Obama is. But I get your point, but do you agree?
I even have to argue that because there's such a long laundry list of things that Ted Cruz has done and said.
Well, this is why now I have to go after that.
Like he doesn't believe that climate change is real.
All right, let's go. Let's get now. Here's my attack on Ted Cruz. So we're saying no to Joe on this one, right? We're saying he's not in the final battle for this.
I'm saying no.
Okay. Yeah. So here we go. So, Joe, now we need you to weigh in your thoughts on this. My attack is similar.
Well, I'm just curious. What is the chat saying on this? How does the chat?
Did you see that bird?
They're saying that they would like to see Trump and Sanders mud wrestle for the presidency. That's about as
enough of that. I forget it. Never mind.
Make mud wrestling great again.
you call the cavalry and midgets on polo ponies show up, all right?
Actually.
Sitting in the fort with arrows again. Really, really.
Actually, Lisa had said, no crowd control doesn't bode well in Congress if he's elected. And Joe's girl said, no spine. And then they went into mud wrestling. So it doesn't really weigh in on the actual contest.
Okay.
No help. There's like playing cards on the river. All right.
Now, when I talked about the percentages of people, like with Joe's story,
right,
where half the people support... A lot of the things, not all of the things, so that's why we got to go through yours. A lot of the things that Ted Cruz espouses, not believing in climate change, half the country believes. So it's a political move. You and I are not climate change deniers. We like science, but his party, for what he's trying to run and maybe what he believes, does not believe in it. So it's not really foolish.
I'm a climate change denier. I think it's a sick little
Pips, look. Oh my God!
It is. It's basically the way the world has been for millions and millions of years. The way it's just the cycle of the way the world has been, and there are scientists that prove that is correct.
The issue here is not whether climate change is real or not. That's not the issue. The issue, but Joe does prove my point. That significant amount of people believe it, and Ted Cruz knows
because
that.
Because there's as many scientific facts on both sides of
well,
the
there's not, but I don't want to get into that. The point is the percent. There's a good amount of
how
people.
How do you know there's not?
Because the vast majority of the science community.
The science community says that there is, that climate change is real. Yeah. And the vast majority of the polar bear community says climate change is real.
Polar bear lives matter, damn it. Get off that penguin.
Aaron Farley,
but I don't want to argue climate. I don't want to argue climate change right here.
Right.
We're arguing Ted Cruz's
stupidity.
You could call it calculated. You could call it he believes that. You know, we can't prove. You and I cannot prove that climate change is real. We can turn him to the science.
Right. We can point out all of the...
I have a feeling we're probably going to know in 50 years when we say adios Miami, but we can't prove it today. So, all right. So I think we've dismantled that one. So that is not what the fool...
Well, climate change due on the cyclical cycle of the world, the way the world has been, not due to the
environment.
But
they're talking about the acceleration of it.
Yeah,
they're talking how rapidly things are going. Yes, we all know the climate changes.
And every time somebody points at snow and says, look, it's not really getting warm, that makes me want to punch them.
Yeah, well, that's weather, not climate.
Yeah, that's weather.
The fact of the matter is the past couple of years have been the hottest years for the Earth. Mm-hmm. But whatever. That's not what we're arguing tonight.
No.
All right, so I think we took care of the climate change. So give me a couple more of yours, and I'll see if I can punch holes in it. Unless you're willing to concede that Michelle Bachmann's the biggest fool.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's
no,
a shame.
I'm not.
That's a shame.
I know that she said a very foolish thing.
Two times.
I know she has been a very foolish woman. I think that he's the bigger fool because he has such a long list of things that he says that he brings to the table as a presidential candidate.
Let's bring the constitutionalist argument, which is something we all agree that he's wrong on.
Yeah.
But again, his party thinks that's the right way to go. So is that really foolish or is that trying to get yourself the presidency?
They're all fools then.
But the Republican Party is not up for this category.
But it's not an opinion. It's the Constitution is written. You can read it, and there's no one has been able to say this is where it says that you have to wait for the next president that I like.
Oops, well, it says advise and consent, and they argue, well, it doesn't say when we have to advise and consent.
Right, but the thing is that doesn't, because it doesn't spell out those exact words, it doesn't mean. Oh, but you have to wait.
What do you think, Joe? Is he a fool for this stance? Forget about political. Forget about what you personally think about it, because we all happen to agree on that.
What was the stance again?
The stance that he's making for his Republican constituents that we are not going to even listen to any judges that Obama brings to us.
That's wrong. It's against the Constitution.
No, I understand that's what your belief is.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is he foolish to do that when a lot of his constituents agree that? I'm arguing it's not foolish to do that because he's trying to get elected.
No, it's not.
Okay,
that was the question. It's not foolish to do that. If you're saying on this topic, take everything else, we're just going to look at this to pander to his constituents. Is that foolish? No, it's
okay.
not.
All right.
Now listen.
None of us like it.
But what I'm telling you is that the parameter you're giving me to make this decision on?
Yes.
Then he is foolish to do that. Pip, understood?
Under
that parameter.
Saying, so give me a couple more. I've peeled away too. I know he's got a body of work.
Oh, he does. He does. He claimed that the overwhelming majority of Democrats are criminals. The overwhelming majority of Democrats are criminals.
Well, it's stupid, but
this
I don't know.
This is factually incorrect, but he's just
saying
it anyway.
Well, I don't know if it's correct or not. Wait, correct.
That claim doesn't sound right.
The overwhelming
majority. Oh, I think Trump would concur.
You're pandering to your party.
That's what Cruz is doing. He's pandering.
Right.
I mean, I think, because he's very shrewd. This is a smart guy. He knows how to play the game of politics. Listen, he's terrible. He's hated. Yet he's number two in this campaign because he knows how to play the game of politics.
So let's do this. I'm going to be the judge on this.
All right.
I want you to give me three things.
Okay.
And then I want you to give me three things.
I don't have three things. I got the quotes from this year.
Use the quotes.
That's my case.
All right. Well, your case.
I'll defend my case if you ask me.
I understood, but I want to hear the three. Give me three examples on her again.
I don't have three examples of her.
Two examples.
What she said.
Okay. But basically, you want me to read you the quote or basically the gist of it?
I'll
give you the gist of it.
All right.
So we had in October of 2015, we had these horrible floods. Lives were lost. And Michelle Bachmann tweeted that it was because of Obama's relationship with Israel. Remember, Netanyahu was coming around that time to speak in front, and they didn't meet in the White House. Mm-hmm. There was that whole brouhaha. So all these floods, all these innocent lives are lost, all this property damage was God getting back at Barack Obama for not meeting with Netanyahu.
All right.
And then the other one, we just had the Brussels attack, and we had Obama in Cuba, and again, Michelle Bachmann said that all these lives lost in Brussels was because God was showing how much smarter he is in the face of Obama's stupidity, but Obama thinks how smart he is. So again, we have all these loss of life, and this time across the world, is because God is pissed off at Obama.
Okay, two questions. Number one, would you believe she's pandering to the religious right?
No, I believe that's what she believes.
Okay.
Because that is what they believe. They believe they need Israel. They need Israel intact for the Day of Reckoning. That's the reason why they're all pro-Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the Day of Reckoning is going to come through Israel. That's why they're all pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. So she feels Obama's not Israel enough, and this is God getting pissed off at him.
Is she running for office? Is she in office or running for office this year?
No, she's not this year.
She's not this year.
But,
okay.
But she still falls under the politician guideline of her, what we were talking about.
Okay. Pip?
Yeah, I was just looking for that quote for the...
A couple of things?
Yeah, there was just a... I was hoping to find...
Facts?
No, I was hoping to find the quote for... The simple and undeniable fact is the overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats.
What?
That's what he said.
When did he say that?
He said that November 2015.
What was the context?
It doesn't give the context.
Oh,
he just said it was the simple and undeniable fact.
Is there one more thing?
Oh, yeah. There was the one about the That Christians are not terrorists. And, you know, I think that, well, the Crusades, that started it earlier.
Well, and we also know that, we also know what happened with the IRA.
Yeah. The
and England.
Well, and also in our own country, we know that Tim McVeigh blew up. You know, just to say that Christians are not terrorists.
So, see, now these are more of what I would say are allowable. You know, this is more of like, this is just being foolish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. From what I'm hearing from the both of you, mm-hmm. I tend to side with Davin. I'm going to tell you why. Because basically both are pandering to their party.
Mm-hmm.
However, Cruz is doing it for gain. So it's not a foolish move to do it for gain.
Okay.
She's saying these things just to say her beliefs, which are foolish, and she has nothing to gain. The for the purpose of gaining something, I feel, takes the foolishness away. Where for her just saying it, I think the foolishness just lies where it is. It's for the gain. And that's where I think Davin would have the edge.
So it is said, so it is written.
Okay, now that I don't have to argue it anymore. Oh, my God, she's such an asshole. Oh, I almost picked that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I was like, God made these things happen because he doesn't like Obama.
Like,
oh,
who are
God.
You, Pat Robertson?
It killed me.
It's really crazy.
But didn't I seem like I really believed my point?
Well, I mean, listen. You argued it great. You argued it great.
Thank God she's not a lawyer. Guilty. Boy, you thought you had a fucking chance? Thanks,
what
counselor.
What took you so long, Your Honor? I'm surprised the son of a bitch isn't burnt yet. We're not frying him yet. God, Your Honor, you're a little slow. I was winking and nudging.
You took his case. I got a fucking mortgage. You tell the bank the money's not there in the 15th.
I'll pay for it. Don't worry. I'll pay.
He cut her throat. He cut it. He did it. I saw the blood. It was everywhere. It was awful. He even did a little end zone dance about it. It was terrible.
Well, I think that was adjudicated well by you, Joe.
Yes, it was.
I thought you did a good job with
it. You gave really good reasons.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like
number
that.
Two, I am going for the sweep, kids.
Oh, no.
This is unprecedented.
It is.
A 5 sweep. So, Pip, we will have you go first for our final
one.
Oh,
the pressure.
But, okay. You know, that was your best one. That was your that was good. But okay. Yeah, I think you got to take away the, that's why kind of like I did with the Trump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tried to take away the political stuff
because
there's a good portion of the population that believes it and he's using it for gain.
Yeah, I mean, but I would still argue that just because there's a portion of the population that believes it doesn't make it not foolish.
We can't make the whole country stupid.
No, that's, well.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we're not doing it, but.
It's already there. But anyway.
All right, okay, Pip.
So I'm going to go. And this is our general any fool category. Chastity
Number 1.
Eugenia Hobson. This Central Texas.
I like the name.
Yeah, it sounds classy.
Yeah.
Chastity Eugenia Hobson. God knows what she did.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it's coming, stupid.
I have a feeling it doesn't involve chastity.
No.
This Central Texas woman was very afraid of becoming ill. She was so afraid that she was the only person who fell for a Facebook joke. Wherein the police posted on Facebook that the local meth and heroin might be tainted with Ebola, and they had better bring it in to be checked. She did. And now she's in jail thinking about her life choices. She was more afraid of Ebola than the effects of meth or the police.
Okay. Joe?
Christian anti-masturbation mascot arrested for public masturbation.
I thought we were doing this next week.
This is war, my friend.
This is fucking
He's
war.
He's bringing the masturbators. They're going to come where they may.
I'm sorry. This is war.
All right. Well, I guess Joe actually contributes to some fucking production for next week. And then takes
and
it
then
off
takes
the
it away.
In an ironic twist of fate.
Yes, it really is, you asshole.
A mascot for a Christian anti-masturbation organization was arrested for masturbating in public while at a protest being held at the Japanese embassy in Los Angeles, California. Fappy, the anti-masturbation dolphin.
No.
Who's real, yes.
Fappy?
Yes. Fappy, the anti-masturbation.
I wonder if he was swimming up to the doors in that restaurant.
We were just looking for some barbecue, man.
Why is the water cloudy? Don't go in. Don't go in.
There's chum in the water. Oh, take the H out.
And that was a foot race to that one, but you started it. You already started it. I would have had to interrupt it.
Are there Navy men around? I heard the place was loaded with semen.
Fappy, the anti-masturbation Fappy. Dolphin, whose real name is 37-year-old Paul Horner.
No.
God strike me dead.
Well, yeah. They tried when you were a kid with a bow and an arrow.
What is the source of this story?
Yeah, it's a good point. I never checked it. You got to Snopes this one.
Yeah, I got I just want to know what website was it on.
This is from Fox News.
Check it.
Oh.
It's Fox.
Fappy, the anti-masturbation dolphin, came up right away.
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of sources?
It's on Facebook.
Is it like legitimate sources?
Oh, it's false.
Oh!
No.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh, you were so overeager with your masturbating dolphin.
Come on, get Fappy, the article says.
Oh,
false,
Joe.
According to Snopes.
You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
There's no that a Christian group would name the anti-masturbation dolphin Fappy.
And Joe fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
I'm so thinking winner. And then as soon as he said Fappy, I'm like,
oh, Joe.
Horny.
It was like you were a little premature with your victory dance.
Paul Horner. Oh, it was coming along so great. Oh, that's so funny.
So I have to beat the meth criminals?
Yeah, you have to beat the
meth. The first ever 5 sweep?
Yeah, you have to beat her.
All right. Let's see if I can do it. Joe, you think I can do it?
Isn't he wonderful?
Let's see. I asked you a question. You think I can do it?
I don't know. Let's read the story.
Devin Staples, 22, was killed instantly this past 4th of July weekend after he attempted to light a firework off the top of his head. Staples became the first firework-related fatality in Maine since the state first legalized fireworks back in 2012. According to authorities, Staples had been drinking with some friends at a friend's home in Calais, Maine.
Don't they all start that way?
Yes. This past Saturday, when the group went out to the back of the deck to light fireworks, Staples died after a reloadable firework mortar tube exploded on the top of his head.
He put the mortar tube on his head?
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Staples' friend and his older brother, Corey Staples, said they tried to dissuade him, but he ended up going through with his fateful decision. There was no rushing him to the hospital. There was no Devin left when I got there, Cody Staples told the
New
York Daily.
There was no what?
There was no Devin when they got there.
Oh. There was no Devin.
No.
Oh.
It was a freak accident, but Devin was not the kind of person who would do something stupid.
Until that day.
I'm sorry, you have to retract that statement now.
He was the kind of person who would pretend to do something stupid to make people laugh.
Oh.
Staples' mother is now calling for lawmakers to consider safety training courses for anyone who wishes to work with or handle fireworks, because it's the law. All right.
Yeah. You know, after... turning yourself into the police because you thought your drugs were full of Ebola because you were so fucked up on drugs that you don't know that that's not true. I think blowing your head off with fireworks kind of that King's meth head.
Bag!
Don't you agree?
Joe?
Yeah, you blow your head off.
Yeah, you blow your head off.
He lost his head.
Was their head gone?
No, I wasn't there.
No, but I mean, like,
I'm guessing so. A mortar has a lot of, you know. Yeah,
bang.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boom.
Yeah, well, not, well.
There's a lot of boom.
I'm pretty much, like, his head was probably pieces.
I'm thinking boom spot.
You know, like, we start with JPP, who held the fireworks. Stupid enough. But this is unheard of, where you put it a mortar.
A mortar. I'm thinking a little, first when you started, I'm thinking a little firecracker.
You're like, I got this.
I'm like, that's going to smart, but it's still,
what's a bottle rocket amongst friends?
What's a bottle rocket or a little firecracker? When you started saying mortar tube, I went, oh, yeah.
I don't feel good about myself.
I don't feel so good anymore. This is truly, truly despicably stupid. Well, you know, I'm surprised that alcohol was involved.
Well, you know, at least he didn't have a $60 million contract offer on the table before he did that.
No,
the only thing he had on his table was his brains.
Oh, Joe, that's not nice.
No, it's
not
true.
Nice. He's the one that put a mortar on his head. Even the fucking coyote knows you can't do that shit.
Mortar was made by
that
Acme.
That coyote is really a crazy clown.
What?
The coyote.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know the song.
You don't know? The Roadrunner song.
No. I don't.
He has been culturally deprived.
You never know the Roadrunner song?
That coyote is really a crazy clown. When can he learn that he never can mow him down? Roadrunner, running around the road all day. Running around the road is idea of having fun, something like that. Roadrunner, the coyote is after you, did it. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through, did it. Right?
Yes, did it.
All right, Pip, if you can recount the top five for those listening at home.
Well, okay. Well, first...
No, number five.
Number five. We had the athlete corner, and we had the guy who blew his hand off. He once held $60 million in his hand, but he wanted to hold a firework instead, so he blew his hand off, and no more $60 million.
Justin Pierre-Paul.
Yes. And we also had the... Yeah, okay, I...
Donald Trump.
Oh, we also had the... the guy who said the F-bomb and he lost his, the possibility of being.
We just need the top. We just need the winners.
Just who won? A one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
Okay. Fireworks hand.
Yes. Justin Pierre-Paul, New York Giants.
Then we had Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald. A great year of foolishness. We can only hope for more. We can only hope that Donald Trump morphs into the politician category and contributes again. You know, he replaced the greats like the Lindsay Lohans, the Kim Kardashians, the Justin Biebers. Great names in this category in the past. But Donald Trump with one solid year of foolishness. Your next president, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm moving into Lisa's house, by the way.
Canada. You're not a celebrity. You can't go. Only our celebrities can.
Then there were the kids who were playing tag with bows and arrows.
Dodgeball, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Dodgeball with bows and arrows.
Ended tragically when one caught one in the head.
Oops.
Got a duck. Got a duck.
Who thought one of those kids was going to have that good of aim? Who knew?
He was aiming for Joe. Yeah. Joe moved, hit this kid.
Then there's Michelle Bachmann.
Hard fought.
Thank you. And
but we learned that the defense was a complete sham.
Oh, it was.
Just a poor decision by you.
Nobody need to know. Why was it a poor decision?
Because you saw Michelle Bachmann and you were thinking about going with her.
Yeah, I was. And then I thought that Ted had a larger body of work than just the one statement. But that was really, really foolish what she said. And then the last one was... Mortarhead. Yeah.
Mortarhead. I like that song.
Mortar Missing Head.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Quite the sweep. Quite the sweep. Golf claps for Gavin.
What, Joe? No clapping? A clap.
Yay.
No. What's your problem? Why are you all upset?
I'm not upset.
He's still stewing because Fappy turned out to be unreal.
Yeah, but that's probably basically you got to make sure the story's real. Like, I saw this one where a woman claimed she got impregnated by a goat, but I had to check it, and I couldn't find. I saw one for 2012, but not one that was circulating this year.
You
got to do your research.
Yeah, you
just can't take any animal story and believe it to be.
I've been taken out many times because the facts that were in issue were beyond the year that we're
Joe knows
about.
Better. He just got overeager with a masturbating mascot. Happens to the best.
How could you, a Christian anti-masturbation mascot called Fappy the Dolphin.
But once again, so Fox great. News delivered that like it was real. Oh, way to go, Fox.
was
that a
so
local
great.
Affiliate or was that the main one?
I didn't say.
It comes up on a bunch of different...
pages,
but
unfortunately.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry I had a look.
No, it's the way the game's played. Listen, I don't know if that's beating Mortarhead.
The funny thing is he got pissed off because that's a story for next week. Dumbbell.
I didn't have as much at stake next week. You should have left it. I still don't think that beats Mortarhead, though.
I don't know. That was true. An anti-masturbation mascot, Fappy the Dolphin.
Well, but he gets to masturbate another day.
If that was true, you can't beat that fucking story.
I don't have to worry about it now.
Did you say you can't beat that story about masturbation? Did you actually just...
I don't have to worry about it now because it was false. It was fiction.
But he could beat it.
Yeah, no, we got it the first time.
I'm sorry.
You beat that one to the ground.
To death, yeah, I did.
I'm very proud.
Oh, man.
A quality show indeed. But now, alas, we must thank some people for allowing this to happen.
Oh, and are you sure that they're still feeling thankful?
Yeah, man, I think we gave them a good show. They should feel thankful.
That was a good show. It was a good show.
There was some arguing. There was a lot of comedy. There was ridiculousness.
There was mostly arguing.
We learned Joe's the best days of Joe's life were his target practice.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want to feel safe? Well, don't hang out with Joe.
Or at least don't stand in front of him.
No, don't stand next to Joe. You know, that police song comes to mind. Don't stand so close.
Close to me. Save yourself.
That should be your theme song when you walk in your neighborhood.
Don't stand so close to me.
Yes. At least a warning.
If any of my little pals are around, run for your life.
Oh, he bagged an elephant. Oh my! They hit him.
That's so mean.
They hit him and then they insult him. You got to love the effort. But I digress.
Yes.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever are attacked by a bow and arrow? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. Pip?
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make reservations to their comedy show on May 13th, starring Brad Lowry from HBO.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for the special events such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have any ones coming up?
We'll have one soon.
Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. Always a great night out, so check that out when it comes available. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. Where? 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want a manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Ah, very well read, Pip. Sidespitting Production, all your comedian and entertainment needs. You got a venue, you got a party, you need a comic, we got you. Kids entertainers, clowns, face painters, all that good stuff, impersonators. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. 404-3094. Pip, Mr. Helix, out and about?
Not this week, no.
Joe?
I'll be at the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce show, VFW Hall in Farmingdale, New York, with Paul Bond and Claudia Stavola. So if you're in Farmingdale on the area this Thursday, check it on out. Go to JoeCurryComedy.com or Joe Curry Nation on Facebook to check out all the fine details.
They're fine, those details. Those are some fine details on that Joe Curry Nation.
Those details are fine.
You know, we should build a wall around that fine detail laid in Joe Curry Nation. Keep the details that aren't fine out.
Are you building that wall? You paying for that?
No, Johnny Watson is.
Welcome to Late Night with the Liberals. Tomorrow's show, free stuff for everyone. Who pays? Who knows?
The Mexicans. That's what your guy says. That's who pays. Welcome to not free stuff with the conservatives. Who pays? That guy over there. He's going to pay for it. But don't worry, you never pay a thing.
No. What? Nothing.
Okay. Thursday, March 31st, I'll be performing for a fundraiser for an animal shelter called bcrescues.org. It's a no-kill shelter, so that's cool. Show will be in Edgewater, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-945-0649. 201-945-0649. Friday, April 1st, I'll be in the township of Washington, New Jersey at the Knights of Columbus. Saturday, April 2nd, I'll be in Chester, New York at Jester's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039, 845-345-1039. I think that is about that.
I think it is that.
It is that.
It is that.
It was a good show. We learned a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Learned a lot from Ann Jackson, more of the origin story.
Yeah, you know, I was taking notes because she explained a lot that she kind of glossed over before. Mm-hmm. It was fuzzy, and it's like, oh, all right, I'm getting. It was sort of like Genesis of the Ann story.
Yes. Yes, it was like episode one, which was really the fourth one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Complete with Jar Jar Miller Binks.
Thank you for saying that, because basically I'm not a Star Wars buff, but I knew it was like that, where they retell the first story like the fourth one in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's always compared to, Anne's always been compared to George Lucas. Wild world with fantastic creatures and dangerous people. And
I was actually likening it to the Genesis, the first book of the Bible.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but
we didn't think you meant the band.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, and then there was light, but it doesn't dawn in Anne's head. Never happens. Yeah. Ah, boy, it's been a long night.
You can have a nice sleep in that barrel.
Yeah, those crickets are really loud tonight.
You're their master. They'll listen to you.
No, they don't. No one does.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. Whoever was listening live, we appreciate that. Thank you guys for participating in the chat. For those of you that were doing that, thank you guys for listening on the replay. Thank you for listening whenever, wherever you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.